Hey everyone, this is Mark, and this is another commentary and analysis. In these commentaries, I talk about the ideas, inspiration, research, and whatever stupid stuff goes into putting these articles together that you enjoy so much. So if you like the article, check out the commentaries, learn more about where the article came from, and maybe pick up where, some further reading or further ideas based on that. This article needs no introduction. It is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, by far the most popular and well-read post on the site to date. As I record this, which is April 18th, 2016, so a full 15 months after I published the article, it has accumulated 1.7 million shares and likes just on Facebook. It's not even counting the other social networks. I believe it's been read by over 10 million people, which, if I'm being honest, those numbers are so big, they don't even like affect me. I couldn't even tell you. It feels so unreal. Obviously I love this article. Obviously I think it has a really cool and potentially profound message. A lot of people have emailed me saying that it's actually, the message was very profound for them, and life-changing in a couple of cases, which is great. Obviously, like that's ultimately the whole goal here. But yeah, this article was really kind of an accident. To give you a little bit of a history on where this comes from, I'll talk about my writing process a little bit. So when I come up with ideas for articles, I have basically a document in Google Drive, so I can access it on my computer, on my phone, anywhere. I have a document where it's just basically a bunch of article ideas, and I keep that document because most of my ideas come to me when I'm out and about. You know, I'm on the subway or from a conversation I have at dinner with a friend. And so when I have an idea, I just pull out my phone or whatever, and I just jot down the name of the article and maybe one or two sentences about what it's about. So like 2 years ago, long time ago, I don't even remember. I couldn't even tell you where I was, who I was talking to, but I was joking around with somebody and I said, well, there's a subtle art to not giving a fuck. And as soon as I said it, I was like, wow, that's an awesome title. Like, that's an awesome concept. I just loved it. And so I jotted it down on the idea list, and it sat there for probably 2 years. I never touched it. Like, what I do when I sit down to write an article is I look at that idea list and I scan through it. There's probably, any given time, there's anywhere from like 30 to 50 ideas on there. And I scan it to just find what feels important or resonates with me at that particular moment. So yeah, it sat on the idea list and it just never got picked up. In over the holidays of 2014, my girlfriend and I, she's now my wife, we had been traveling through Asia and Africa for about 4 or 5 months. And it was great, but it was a pretty difficult, trying period, both for us personally, just the traveling and everything, kind of hit some bumps in the road and with the relationship as well. And then we were going to, so she's Brazilian, so she was going to go back to Brazil for the holidays, and I was going to go back to the US for the holidays, and then she would come meet me at the end of January. So she'd be down in Brazil. We basically split apart for about 5 weeks. And then she would come and meet me in the US. And, so I went back home on holidays, had a particularly crappy holidays, and then kind of moved into this apartment in Austin, which is my hometown, by myself, without my girlfriend, had kind of had like a rough 6 months, and was sitting there by myself, in the middle of winter. And yeah, I just got really bummed out that first week there. Just was like really not feeling good. And one thing I've learned about myself over the years is the crappier I feel, the more I rely on humor, particularly in my writing. And I sat down, you know, first couple days of the new year, and I sat down and was like, okay, I got to do an article, went to the ideas list, and yeah, it just subtle art not giving a fuck just jumped out at me. Maybe because I needed, I think in hindsight, a lot of times these articles that I write them the moment I write them, because I write them at the moment I need to write them. I need to write them for myself. The message and the style, just the act of writing is the therapy that I need at that particular moment in my life. And, I started out, I didn't really know what, you know, I tried to kind of put an outline together and I put the three subtleties together, but I didn't really know what the article was going to look like. I didn't have a whole lot of structure in mind. And I just wrote the lines like, I referenced the Robert Frost poem, you know, I've given many fucks in my life and I'm not giving many fucks in my life. And it's the latter that's made all the difference. And I think just early on, I decided like, you know what? I'm going to try to say fuck as many times as I possibly can in as many ways as I can. I'm going to say it seriously. I'm going to say it sarcastically. I'm going to say it flippantly. I'm going to invent new words. And I just got going. Like, I just got on a roll. It was one of those kind of flow things. About a third of the way through, I kind of started to realize how ridiculous that the article was. I was like, I don't even know if I'm saying anything useful or interesting. But I was having so much fun writing it that I kind of didn't care. I was like, whatever. And my approach to my writing process is very much like the first draft doesn't matter. You know, if it's horrible, if I write the first draft, and then the next day I decide it's horrible and just throw it away, that's fine. Like, that's still a victory. The idea with the first draft is to just get it out and like not judge it as I'm writing it, to focus more on like the flow and the feeling as I write it. So I just kind of went with it and I had fun with it. I wrote it in an afternoon. So probably over the course of like 3-4 hours, turned out kind of long. Woke up the next day, read it over again. I really liked it, but I really wasn't confident about it. I wasn't sure if it was publishable just because it was so outlandish and there were so many fucks. And I wasn't even like, it was so outlandish that I couldn't even tell if the advice was really that good. Like, I knew the advice was good. It's just the way it was written. I didn't know if people were going to get a ton out of it. But I felt really good about the advice. In fact, the advice was very much inspired by the book that eventually came out over a year later. But I had already been working on a lot of the core ideas of the book, of like choosing what you care about, choosing how you measure success and failure, choosing like what you value. That had been like the bedrock of the book that I'd been working on through most of 2014. So the ideas were solid. I really deeply cared about them. I just wasn't sure if this was the best way to get them across, or even if like they got across at all. I showed it to Drew, my research assistant. I told him, I was like, I think it's funny. I think it's fun. It's kind of weird and outlandish and crazy. And I don't even know if it's any good or if it's worth publishing. And, he read it and immediately responded. He was like, fuck you, we're publishing this. He's like, I don't even care if you don't want to publish it. He's like, I'm going to go publish it on the site anyway. Like, he said, you have to publish this. And sure enough, it turned out to be, you know, the big viral sensation that it was. Even today, it's the most read article on the site. It's the most shared article on the site. It's like basically in a state of like perpetual viralness, which is cool because people love the message. Like, it really gets across to people. And, it sinks in a way, I guess, that it wouldn't, otherwise. And it's funny. It was so successful at getting the message across that I went back and changed my approach to the book, and made it much less philosophical and much more irreverent and kind of in your face, in the same style as the argument, or as the article. So yeah, I can't say it changed my career because I had already had like a lot of very successful viral articles before this one. And I already had a very big readership before it too, but, it's definitely, you know, it's been a great boon to my success of my writing. So, and there's probably, if you're listening to this, there's probably a good chance that it's why you're here in the first place, which is always great. So.